Welcome back to the program. I'm Zev Brenner. With us once again, Councilman David Greenfield. And he's here with us, and he is turning to make 13th Avenue make it even more noticeable, be naming a street after a real hero, not just of the Jewish people, but of humanity. So, Councilman David Greenfield, thank you for joining us once again.
Great to be back.
Now, today, you and some of your colleagues announced legislation that would co-name the Borough Park section of 13th Avenue, a portion of 13th Avenue, the Raoul Wallenberg Street. So tell us, Avenue, I should say. So tell us about how that all came about and what exactly is transpiring.
Well, yeah, we're very excited about this, and we announced today, along with my colleagues Brad Lander and Sarah Gonzalez, legislation to co-name, as you said, the Borough Park portion of 13th Avenue, which is basically all the way up through 60th Street, to co-name 13th Avenue for Raoul Wallenberg. And Raoul Wallenberg, of course, was a great hero, a humanitarian, and a righteous individual of World War II, and was really an incredible human being. For those, of course, who don't know the story, he was a Swedish diplomat who traveled to Hungary in 1944. Most of the Jews had already been deported to concentration camps, but there were still a few hundred thousand left, and he went to incredible measures to save tens of thousands of Jews. He basically rented 32 buildings throughout the city. He declared them extraterritorial under Swedish diplomatic authority. They were only suited for around 5,000 people. He stuffed in 30,000 Hungarian Jews and gave them basically passports to identify them as Swedish citizens, and saved literally tens of thousands of Jewish lives from being deported to concentration camps. An incredible hero. Unfortunately, the Soviets, after the war, they grabbed him, and he is presumed to have died in Soviet captivity. So here's an amazing person, right? Someone who's not Jewish, who just cared about an injustice that was happening, saved tens of thousands of lives. And I can tell you that in my district in Brooklyn, I represent around 175,000 people. We have thousands of people who are direct descendants of individuals who were saved by Wallenberg, and we even have several dozen people who actually themselves are alive today because of Raoul Wallenberg. So it's an incredible and, we think, fitting tribute that the most important commercial block within the Jewish community in New York City should be co-named for Raoul Wallenberg for the incredible work that he did. So we're very excited about it.
And no question about it. And when you were talking, I said, how fitting that 13th Avenue in Borough Park, and Borough Park has such a large collection of Holocaust survivors and also those that from Hungary and those that were directly benefited and are alive today because of Raoul Wallenberg. What more fitting place than that avenue to name it after somebody who saved, and the number I heard with the descendants reaches over 1 million people that were saved by Raoul Wallenberg.
Yeah, I mean, it's really incredible. And, of course, there's all sorts of people who were saved. We had United States Congressman Tom Lantos, blessed memory, who passed away, who himself was an individual who was saved by Raoul Wallenberg. And so the impact that one person had is really unbelievable. And for the community, it's Hakara Satov. It's recognition of the good, and it's the way for the next generation to recognize that we are so grateful for the work that Raoul Wallenberg and other righteous Gentiles did during the Nazi Holocaust. And so it's something that we're very excited about, and we just started the process. It's an idea that really came to us from a lot of different suggestions. In fact, a couple of friends of mine in Hamodia, they had suggested it way back. One fellow is by the name of Avrami Heschel, and also Yosef Rappaport from Hamodia. They had thought it was an idea to try to commemorate Raoul Wallenberg in some way, and I began looking into it. And I didn't just want to rename one street, right, because it just seemed like it wasn't significant enough, and that's why I partnered up with the two council members who also represent portions of 13th Avenue, Councilmember Brad Lander and Sarah Gonzalez, and together we've agreed to rename the entire stretch, literally from 36th Street all the way to 60th Street, which, of course, is today probably the most important Jewish shopping block in New York City, and the most densely populated Jewish shopping block as well. So we're very excited about it. We think it's a fitting tribute, and we'd love for those who were either saved or those who have memories or those who may know stories to send us emails so that we can use them in the future, and they can send us their stories to wallenbergstreet@gmail.com. That's wallenbergstreet@gmail.com.
We should go to wallenbergavenue@gmail.com.
Right. Yes, yes, yes.
It's more than this. What you've done, David, is not put together just to make you see one particular block that has a designation for a special person. You and your colleagues have designated a whole avenue, a wide stretch, and I think that makes it even more important because you're giving him the chashivas, you're giving him the input, the importance of naming a whole stretch of area which represents a large concentration of Holocaust survivors that benefited directly from him.
There's very few people in New York City who've had stretches of streets named after them, and there's no question. Our proposal, actually, the legislation that I introduced, would co-name it Raoul Wallenberg Way, and that would be from the stretch of 36th Street to 60th Street on 13th Avenue. And as you pointed out, the concentration of the largest amount of Holocaust survivors in the United States, of course, is in Borough Park in my district, and, of course, the largest population of survivors in the United States who survived because of the direct intervention of a great hero and humanitarian, Raoul Wallenberg, is in my district as well. And so we'd love for people to share the story. Send us an email, wallenbergstreet@gmail.com, wallenbergstreet@gmail.com. Tell us about it. Tell us about your experiences. Tell about your uncles, your aunts, your grandparents, or even you yourself if something happened to you. And it's just a kiddush Hashem.
Absolutely.
You know, it's important for us to recognize the good work that was done for us by past generations. And I think there's no figure that stands out more in the Holocaust during such time of depravity and destruction for an individual who wasn't even Jewish, who came to Hungary specifically for the purpose to try to save as many Jewish lives as possible and succeeded in saving tens of thousands of Jewish lives. This man is a true hero who deserves our recognition.